You might be familiar with a man named Prince William from across the pond who is going to be king someday. We are not him. We are from the heart of Northern Virginia, and you're listening to the Other Prince William podcast, where we bring stories from business owners and leaders from our community in Greater Prince William County, Virginia. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with our proud sponsor, OmniRide. OmniRide, a quick and easy way to find your ride. Get there smarter with OmniRide, your public transportation agency located in Prince William, Virginia.
Hey everyone, welcome to our very first episode of the Other Prince William podcast. It's a production of the Prince William Chamber of Commerce, and I'm super excited to get started.
Yes, indeed. And I am Michelle Davis Younger. Welcome to the podcast. We're so excited about this. The mayor of the city of Manassas. We're so excited to have John Hart with us today. And familiar face to the city of Manassas. I think everybody knows you. So we've talked about that before, but we're so glad to be here today.
Absolutely. I am super excited. You're going to see John. If you have not met John, just walk down the street. You'll see him at Sinistral Brewing Company. You'll see him at A Million Cups. You'll see him on the sidewalks. His art is
He's actually
everywhere.
Painting on the sidewalks. He's not actually painting.
Yeah. He's actually painting, not painting.
Yeah. Indeed.
So, let's get started, Michelle. Yeah,
so let's start off with the most important thing. Describe yourself in 5 words. Go.
I can't describe myself in 5 words.
Okay, that's great.
Maybe I'm like this creative guy, this kind of random guy. I just create a lot of art and my weird art. I can't even describe
art.
Myself.
Okay,
creative art.
There you go.
Random.
There you go.
What's another word?
Random. Fun.
Fun, maybe. Happy. Let's say wonderful, because that's actually, let's talk about the word wonderful. That is kind of that word that I kind of base what I do on. That's kind of my thing. Do something wonderful today. That's kind of what I try and do every day is say, okay, what am I going to do today? Okay, make it as good, as wonderful as possible. That's kind of what I try.
Wish everybody did that.
Yeah. I wish everybody did that too. You know what?
I don't always do it, believe me, but
I look around the studio, John, and I see
it's
wonderful.
Yeah.
It's imaginative. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
How did your style evolve over time?
Geez. I think when I was a kid, I just put my head in way too many comic books and the funny pages. And I just loved drawing little doodly things. And
it started there. Like, what's a comic book?
And I kept drawing and drawing. And I kind of stuck with that kind of genre and made it my own in a way.
Who would you say inspired you? I'm sorry, Bob.
No.
I'm jumping in. And I'm so excited.
Who? I don't really like follow mainstream artists. But I had... in terms of style, there's this one guy, his name's Robert Williams. He's still alive, and he started this lowbrow movement out in California, and I kind of really followed him. But I did some over at Nova. I took some art classes, some graphic design classes, and I had a drawing teacher. His name was Michael Platt. He's dead now, but he was so
super cool.
He was the artist, and we'd sit in the studio when we were painting, and he would keep saying while we were sitting there drawing, and he'd say, "Make it feel good, make it feel good," and he'd sit around and play his harmonica while we were drawing, and it was just a good inspiration, and that's the type of artist.
Sounds like
I
he made it come alive for you.
He did.
And you've kind of taken that on to the next level.
But yeah, there's so many influences and inspirations. Yeah,
absolutely.
I've never seen anything like
it.
Ice cream
Nowhere.
Looking at you
bacon.
With a rubber duck ear around, a pickle right behind me smiling. It's amazing. I love it. What would you say is the hardest part of being John Hart the artist?
The hardest part of being John Hart the artist is being John Hart the businessman.
You gotta do that too.
You really have two sides. You have the creative side, and I can sit in front of the canvas all day and paint, but you gotta pay the bills.
Yeah.
And it's so hard because I got this random thing, and you know, it's not for everyone. It's not, and I get it, but and how do you monetize this and say, make this work, make this pay my mortgage? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a challenge, and that's an everyday challenge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The other Prince William podcast is brought to you by our sponsor, OmniRide. OmniRide is a public transportation agency located in the Prince William area of the Northern Virginia region. In an area known for some of the worst congestion in the United States, OmniRide strives to provide a family of travel options that meet the needs of the residents and businesses within our community. OmniRide's goal is to be recognized as the easier way for people to get where they want to go through multiple and convenient transit options, including our commuter and local bus services, carpools, vanpools, ride sharing, and their partnership with the instant carpooling community.
I know Bob mentioned we'll see you all over town, but partnering with businesses, tell us how you've been able to you encourage people to do that. Is that something that has paid off for you, partnering with local businesses?
Yeah, but just like even join the chamber, it's just obvious. Like, you go to a place where there are businesses and you make friends.
Right.
I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to use that, actually. Really good. I've actually never had anybody.
Make a friend. Everybody says, join the chamber.
Well, I'm going to network. Or I want to go to business. You know,
I'm making friends.
You just go there and make friends.
And some of them are lifelong. That's
some
awesome.
Some of them are fleeting. And some of them are, you know, good at the moment. But some of them, like, had a business, you know, 20 years ago that I'm still in touch with the people and I still do business with them because we were friends.
That's exactly right.
You know, they're good friends too.
So what is your favorite art exhibit, or can you pick one?
An art that I've had? Or
yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
Toot your own horn here and pick your favorite.
I just finished that Something Wonderful thing in Manassas,
at the Pavilion,
giant ones that most people in town
from
have seen.
All over, we're coming to see that.
And amazing. That was a challenge, but I'm kind of repurposing that.
Okay.
And it's not signed yet, but I think it's going to D.C., so I'm really excited.
Look at this.
I love it. That's part of this year's plan is to kind of get away from Prince William.
Expand. Go to D.C. and the other Prince William.
Yeah.
We're just absorbing the whole region.
That's what is doing. We're grabbing it all.
Yeah.
So, good for you, though.
Yeah, and it's a really thought out,
It's a big world out there.
It is.
There's a lot of people. You just have to be in front of the right people. Because you're not going to walk down the streets, I'm going to buy this painting because, you know, I like it.
Right.
You know,
right.
You just have to be in front of more people and you have to be in front of the right people.
Yeah. What inspires your different art? Like, what, you know, you want to make wonderful. We know that.
Yeah.
We got that down. But, like, what do you just go, I want to do that. I haven't done that. What makes John say, I need to do that? Something new. What inspires you?
I think when I'm doing something, I'll start like a painting and I just want to even this one, I'm like, I had a bunch of sketches and this kind of shape was a sketch I had and the sketch was really good, but it wasn't finished.
Yeah.
Because I said, okay, I had this guy. I'm like, it's not working. And then I'm like, I had these balls coming down just to fill up the background. It's still not working. And I'm like, I'm going to put a red ribbon, you know, around his beak or his mouth. And that kind of tied it up because if you sit and look at this, you're going to say, what the hell is going on? So the viewer is looking at these random things and they're making up a story in their mind. And it's not about what I'm doing. And I don't know what it means.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't know what it means.
But you're going
to
maybe look at it and say, what does that mean? And you'll find some kind of meaning in it.
Right.
And that's the cool thing about being an artist.
Right.
People come back to me and says, oh, I bought your print or I bought this painting. Mm-hmm. And they'll tell me,
the whole
great story about how it relates to their lives. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so wonderful.
Right. And that was not even what you were doing, but that's what it turned out to be, which is so great.
Yeah. But, and that's kind of the magic or the beauty of creating something new is it touches someone in a way that maybe you just didn't expect.
Yeah. I think that's beautiful. John.
It is.
Where do you see the future of John Hart? Where are you going?
Well, we already know he's DC bound.
My headquarters is always going to be in the city of
Manassas. I'll say I live here in the city of Manassas, which is kind of the greater Prince William area. And we've been here 25 years. It's been a great place to raise kids. My wife is, you know, retired from the school system. Yeah. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful life here. And, you know, maybe someday we'll move, maybe we won't. But it's right now I'm loving it here. And it's like this sense of home, this sense of this good anchor
it
for
is.
Me.
So it it's is for a lot of people. Where I belong. But we're glad. We're glad you're here.
But what do I see the future? You know what? It's New Year's. You make plans, you kind of put your plans in action for the year. 3 months down the line, things change.
Yep.
So, you know, I just want to, basically the business part, I just want to make, you know, I want to be able to pay the mortgage.
Right.
I don't want to struggle too hard.
Right.
But, but yeah, I'm like I said, I'm expanding my reach, just getting a little bit out of the region. And
Yeah.
And I want to do more bigger, physically bigger things.
Okay.
And part of what is really the main source of my income is I've been doing a lot of playground work at the Prince William County Schools. Mm-hmm. That fills up the summer months. You know, that's 4 months of real hard work, but I knock it out. And if I can get 5 or 6 playgrounds done a year, that's, you know, in the summer, that's
good. So when you say that, what does that mean? I don't know when you say doing the playgrounds.
Playgrounds, just like the hopscotch and stuff. But so I'm doing their painting on the cement. I kind of add my own flavor to it.
And I can only imagine.
Oh my God. I did not know that.
And I just finished the one across from Costco, the new one. Yeah. I think it's called
Innovation.
Yeah. And that was a good job.
Oh,
and
I knocked it out quick. Yeah. John.
This is kind of like Dr. Seuss on steroids. I don't know. I mean, it's bringing back such emotion for me right now, thinking back of my childhood and all the characters that were in Dr. Seuss books, seeing a totally different, like literally on steroids, come to life for me right now. Yeah. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Right. So great. Awesome. Yeah.
So that's a wrap, right? But before we go, have a couple of things.
Oh, dear.
One is I want to let the world know that we like John Hart so much. We've engaged him to do our new Monopoly game. So he is designing the cover and designing the board pieces and really, really creative. But I'm telling the world this because I want you to tell the world how to reach you.
Yes.
How are you available? Yes. How can we find your art online, or how can we engage you to do custom work for our company?
I'm online at www.jort.com. That's jort.com. I'm on Instagram at jort. I'm on Facebook at jort. And I will be on TikTok soon.
Oh, no!
I am not going to dance.
Yes, you will. It will get you.
So, that's one of those minor goals.
Get on TikTok.
Wow, that's so great. So happy for all you're doing, John. So amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and getting the other Prince William picked off. And we would encourage you to stay connected. Everyone, stay connected with us by following the other Prince William podcast on your favorite podcast podium as we continue our discussions.
So until next time, keep supporting local businesses, artists, and entrepreneurs. And thank you, John, for joining us today. This has been a fantastic conversation.
Thank you for joining us today for our discussion. Be sure to check out the note caption and learn more about today's guest and more about their work. Please be sure to check out our sponsor. This is a great way to support our podcast and the work we continue to do discussing business in the greater Prince William County, Virginia region. If you have suggestions, topics, or questions to discuss with the team, please be sure to add your comments in the videos on our YouTube page. We read your comments and value your feedback. If you haven't already subscribed, please be sure to subscribe now and stay updated on all the upcoming guests and announcements. Again, thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to bringing you more inspirational stories from local business owners, creators, and entrepreneurs from the amazing business community here in our area.